Hey, Chris Johnson here. Day before Thanksgiving, I'm pretty jacked up about it. I've already kind of had two Thanksgivings already. The Friendsgiving, and then like a Thanksgiving at my fucking mom's house. And I got a fucking Thanksgiving tomorrow too. I'm fucking stacking this shit up week to week to week. And I want to go for a run. I'm doing the fucking turkey trot tomorrow. But it's actually fucking, I'll let you in a little secret. It's fucking Tuesday night as I'm recording this. I'm recording this the day before Thanksgiving. I just fucking ruined the magic. I peeled back the curtain too fucking far. But I want to go for a fucking run. I'm doing turkey trot Thursday morning. It's an 8K, about 5 miles, 4.97 to be exact. I wanna run tonight. I wanna go at least 6. So, you know, I'm in that weird fucking state where, like, I gotta be to the gym by, like, fucking 8:50, and it's, like, fucking 8:25, and you can't really get into anything. So I'm just murdering time. So there's a lot of things I do when I kill time. I do podcasts. I fucking dick around on social media. I look through fucking article headlines, and a headline caught my attention because it had to do with fucking Thanksgiving. It said something like, 5 foods cardiologists avoid on Thanksgiving and what they eat instead. And I thought to myself, like, 5 foods? Like, how many fucking foods are available at Thanksgiving? Got turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, corn, beans. I just named fucking 5 foods. How many more fucking foods do you have on the fucking menu? It's not like there's like 15 foods, but even if there were 15 foods, you're telling me I can't eat 33% of the foods? Get the fuck out of here, man. Listen, I don't want to fucking hear from a fucking cardiologist on Thanksgiving. Kiss my fucking ass. If there's one fucking day a year I don't want to hear from a fucking heart doctor, it's fucking Thanksgiving. I just wanted to know, like, what the foods were. So I'm skimming this fucking piece, and the piece sucks. Anytime I see an article like this, I just want you to list the fucking foods. Can you just list the foods, please? I don't want to read the fucking thing. I just want to see what the foods are. I'm nowhere near interested enough to read the entire fucking article. I just want to know what the fucking foods are. And as I'm skimming through this shit, I'm just getting, like, more and more pissed. Like, this one motherfucker, I'm not even going to name these assholes because it doesn't fucking matter, but he's a fucking cardiovascular prevention whatever the fuck doc. He's like, if you look at the purpose of the holidays, we're trying to celebrate life, and yet we sit down and we poison each other. Would you shut the fuck up, you fucking nerd? Nobody wants to hear this fucking nerd shit. And then it fucking says that this asshole doesn't eat any, like, animal-based proteins anymore. And I'm not gonna fucking shit all over the guy for that. I eat a ton of vegan shit these days. I probably cut my meat intake in half in the last couple of years. So I eat a lot of vegan stuff. I'm not gonna fucking judge this motherfucker. But, like, he makes, like, squash stuff with, you know, what the fuck? How do you say this? Q-U-I-N-O-A? Quinoa? I don't give a shit. I don't want to know what that word is. You know what the word is. You see it. Quinoa. Who fucking cares? Beans, spices. That's his main course for Thanksgiving. I don't care about your fucking dork Thanksgiving meal. Fuck you. We got one doctor who's like, yo, man, like, it's fucking Thanksgiving. I eat fucking everything. You just gotta fucking pay attention and don't go fucking overboard. I fucking love this doctor. That doctor's fucking great. But they did, like, list the foods finally. I finally got to the foods that you shouldn't eat on Thanksgiving. This is what you should avoid. Turkey skin. That's fucking disgusting. I don't want no fucking turkey skin. Peel that fucking skin off. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck eats turkey skin? Butter? I mean, I kind of get that. But, like, what are you gonna put in the fucking rolls? You got those fucking dinner rolls. Fucking love dinner rolls. Put some butter on the dinner rolls. I personally generally use the I can't believe it's not butter spread. The light version of it. Fucking love that shit. But, like, you know, if there's fucking regular butter there, fine. I'll fucking use it. It's not that big a deal. Gravy? This one really fucking bothered me because I fucking love gravy. And listen to this dog shit. They're like, hey, man, traditional gravy is added fats and calories. I know. I don't give a fuck. That's fine. It's fucking awesome. And this one motherfucker's like, you know, drizzled olive oil could be better. Maybe add some nuts on it for fucking texture. What the fuck are you talking about? Fucking olive oil? Where the fuck do these people come from? Nobody does that. Nobody on fucking earth does that. No rational fucking person does that. Could you imagine going to a fucking Thanksgiving dinner and they're like, listen, we don't have any fucking gravy. We got this fucking olive oil and a fucking assortment of toasted nuts that we just cut into small fucking pieces. Spread that on your fucking potatoes for texture. Nobody fucking gives a shit about texture. I want the fucking fatty gravy on my fucking turkey and potatoes and stuffing. I'm not fucking drinking it by the shot, for fuck's sake. I'm just putting it on my food. God damn it. Fucking making me mad. Overly salty foods. I don't really eat a lot of salt. The last one was alcohol or holiday drinks in excess. What the fuck's a holiday drink? Like fucking eggnog? I couldn't figure out what the fuck a holiday drink was. I'm assuming a holiday drink, like, is alcohol. You just say fucking alcohol. Fucking watch your alcohol intake. Don't get fucking trashed at family gatherings or family functions. Why the fuck would you want to get trashed at, like, a family function? I mean, part of me understands it. I was at my Thanksgiving with my mom's. It was fucking mayhem. My nieces and nephews are fucking screaming. It was loud. I was stressed the fuck out. It was just fucking madness. They're running up and down these goddamn steps. Fucking parents are getting angry at them. Like, it's just, it's too much. It's too much shit. I get the fucking kids running around screaming. I get the parents screaming at the fucking kids. I'm just fucking sitting there. I'm like, oh my God. I can't, I got a fucking, if I had a fucking oxygen mask, I would just fucking put it over my face and just try to breathe deeply. Somebody got a fucking brown paper bag so I can settle the fuck down. This is way too much shit going on for me right now. Can't take all this fucking yelling and fucking crazy shit. That's why I couldn't have fucking kids. Like, the madness is just too much for me. The madness is too much. My buddy's kids are a lot calmer, but sometimes when I go to fucking, you know, the judges or Gonzo's place, there's fucking six kids now. There's six goddamn kids. And like, now that it's like wintertime and we're fucking all like cramped in, we fucking hang out, like, sometimes it can get a little fucking hairy. Although I feel like I'm around those kids more, so it's like less nuts. I'm more like used to it. It's still kind of tough. I just want to like, okay, find me a place to sit down where I'm not going to fucking like bump into the fucking madness. So having said that, I fucking understand why people want to fucking pound alcohol during the fucking holidays. Take the fucking edge off. Get your fucking mind out of there. However, I don't think I've ever really drank in front of my family. I got to be fucking in control and have the fucking legs under me to get fuck out of there. I can't be fucking getting shit-faced and throwing up all over the place. I mean, I guess I could. Maybe it would stop me from getting invited, but I don't think that far ahead. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean's a host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. I am on Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes. And this shit's going to be in my Facebook timeline for you, so you can catch it there.